91.3 WCSG, family-friendly, commercial-free. It's We the Kingdom with Bear from Need to Breathe. That is Child of Love. Thanks for starting your morning with Jeremy and Amanda.
It's 9:07. We're already at 70 in Grand Rapids. Clouds are going to hang around today, but it'll be nice and warm. Our high today, 85. And we're so excited to be joined by someone brand new to WCSG. His name, Kobe James. Hi, Kobe.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're really doing good.
Already sound like a seasoned pro just with that little introduction. There.
We appreciate you joining us this morning. We are getting to know you because, well, you're new to Christian music in our world and excited to dive into that a little bit. But also, I just want to rip this off. You are going to be a part of an event that we're putting on later this fall. You get to be part of our father-daughter banquet.
I'm so excited to do that. Absolutely. It's going to be a great time.
We are so excited that it's coming back. We had to put a pause on it because of COVID and then push the date back a little bit. But so far, we are planning to have father-daughter banquet coming up this fall. Tickets will go on sale in the summer. And Kobe, we just wanted to make sure West Michigan knew who you were so they knew what they were getting themselves into.
Absolutely.
You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm 19. I've been making music for about 2 years in Nashville. And I got signed about a year ago, and it's been kind of a whirlwind. It's been a little bit quick in a lot of ways, which has been amazing. I'm definitely the youngest person in every room I walk in easily. It's not difficult. I'm the youngest person right now, but that's something that's really cool, and I feel like God's using me to do things at a young age, and I feel like I'm very blessed to be a tool in this big picture plan.
So where are you originally from?
I'm from North Carolina originally, kind of born and raised there. Grew up on a farm, big farm. We didn't have cattle or anything, but we had crops, so that was kind of the main thing. So then I moved to Nashville last year, and that was a culture shock in a lot of ways. I hadn't really driven on freeways. That was not a thing I did. So I would get on the freeway and I'd be like shaking, like really, really nervous, and I've definitely leveled out and mellowed out there, but it was culture shock for sure.
So you haven't driven on the freeway, but I'm guessing you've been that person that's been on the back roads that people get stuck behind on the tractor and say, what is this guy doing? Why is he on the road right now?
Absolutely. I'm like, could you take up more of the road, please? You know,
spending time with Kobe James, new artist to WCSG, and I want to just give us a sense of what your musical style is, maybe who your influences are, what people can expect if they get to hear your music.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a big fan of Christian music. I grew up with it. I was homeschooled, so riding in the car to dinner appointments, anything Christian radio was on, and so I'm very familiar to this kind of stuff. Stephen Curtis Chapman has been a huge influence to me, just his guitar style, all of that. I love Jars of Clay, a lot of older Christian music, Need to Breathe, of course. And then I love pop music, Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber, some of those guys, but I'm just a fan of all music.
It really just broke my heart when you said older music and then you said Jars of Clay, because that's what we were rocking out to when we were in high school.
That's right.
That works. So we do have a couple of songs from you. Want to share Brand New with our listeners. Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Absolutely. Brand New is one of my favorite songs I think I've ever done. Last year we wrote a lot of songs because there was no touring. So we got a lot of time in the room writing, which was amazing. And I really got to develop as a writer. I had an issue writing happy songs. I didn't know how to do it. I was trying to figure out, how do I praise God through song and without saying I'm broken, I'm this, because it's easier for me to write those songs, but I wanted to go and figure that out. So I had a session and I was like, let's just start it off with a positive. And the first line is, traded all my dark for the light, traded all my blindness for sight. And the idea is that, you know, we put such an emphasis on salvation and the switch from being, you know, dead, now alive, that whole thing. But the song is about every single day, his mercies are new and we have a brand new beginning.
Perfect. Kobe James, spending time with your family-friendly morning show, Jeremy and Amanda. Here is Brand New on 91.3 WCSG. 91.3 WCSG, family-friendly and commercial-free. It's Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show. Something brand new from brand new WCSG artist. That's Kobe James with Brand New.
It is 9:13, 71 in Grand Rapids. We'll see a high today of 85. And we're excited. Kobe James is in studio with us this morning. Kobe, first time you heard it on the radio. Do you think it's okay?
I think it belongs on the radio. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm a little biased, but it was pretty cool to hear that.
It really works. So how did you get involved in music? That's always a thing. We always get a chance to ask artists, and usually it's an interesting story.
Yeah. No, I grew up making music. It was something that I always loved and something I always expressed myself in. But I didn't really fall in love with it till I was about 15. I was 15 and got production software for Christmas. And my dad was like, here, we're going to like let you do this. You got, because school was not my forte per se. So that was what I really focused on. And music, guitar, writing, and I just started writing little albums. And that first album was not very good at all. Glad that nobody has heard that one. The second one was okay. And then, you know, as that went on, you know, I ended up playing a lot of bars and state fairs and stuff, playing Christian music, which was funny in a weird environment. But hey, I mean, he said, go and tell people. So, yeah. You know. And I ended up opening for a band that the lead singer was a manager in Christian music. And he heard my stuff and he was like, I really think that you have something. And he texted, like, all the labels in Nashville saying, I think I found something. And that was like a dream come true for me. That's what I've been working for the last 3 years. And we ended up going to Nashville, writing, making some stuff. And we got involved with Centricity, and now I'm signed and doing it for a living. So,
as a mom of someone who's almost your age, I wonder, what was that process like for your parents? Where at first it's like, I like that he's doing music and he's going to follow into this and that's going to be a cool thing. But that day when the text messages are going out and they're saying, your son really does have something, how did they react to that? Were they super positive and like, yes, you should go follow that? Or were they more like, okay, yeah, but maybe in 5 years?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my mom and dad have been the most supportive people like that I could have asked for. Like, I could not have asked for better parents. They've always been so in tune with like just who I am and getting to know me as their son. Like, and I really respect that just about them, because not every parent's like that. And you know, they, my mom especially, knew this was what God called me to do. And when we got those doors just starting to like come open and it was moving like that, it was just obvious that it was where I was supposed to go. And they knew that. It was definitely hard, especially moving away at 18, like before even senior year was done. It was hard for my mom, especially just because it's hard letting your little boy go. Yeah. But she knew that that's where God had me and wanted me to be. And she trusted the Lord. And I'm so thankful that she did.
And didn't you move to Nashville like right about the start of COVID?
The week of. I moved in, unloaded my boxes, and lo and behold, everything was shut down.
So kind of hard to make new friends and get established in a new place if you're not able to go anywhere or see anybody.
That's right. It's about impossible. I mean, churches weren't open. Grocery stores weren't open. But it was a little bit, I like to say it was kind of nice, because there was a slow kind of getting into society. Sure. I was able to slowly learn how to grocery shop and learn how to go to church and drive on the highway and like do all that kind of stuff. It was kind of like I was saying, okay, we're going to give you like a leash and we're going to slowly let you out.
Pace yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. So speaking of grocery shopping, what's on Kobe James' grocery list being a 19-year-old young man living on his own?
Look, I learned how to cook over COVID. Okay. So I do a salmon. I do a taco bar. I love cooking tacos, whether that's chicken or beef or whatever, and I season the meat and it's so much fun.
I'm proud of you. As a mama, I'm proud that you're not saying Easy Mac all the time.
No, absolutely not. We do asparagus, get it a little crispy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Spending time with Kobe James this morning. And one of the things that you had mentioned is that you met your guitarist on social media. And I think being at 19 years old and becoming an artist, that maybe social media, a big part of your life. Can you maybe just speak to that a little bit?
Social media has been absolutely huge. And it's something that most generations haven't gotten to experience until right now. And we're learning how to use that as a tool. It's been amazing with meeting friends and connections in the industry. A lot of my connections before I met any labels were all based out of social media. I actually at 15 flew to Grand Rapids I met a guy on Instagram and we ended up making music for a week together. And we just didn't meet each other before, but that was how we did things. And my guitarist, he messaged me, said, hey man, would love to play guitar for you sometime. And I checked him out and I was like, this guy's got it. So ended up meeting him once in person in Nashville and then said, hey, you want to move in with me and be my roommate?
Whoa.
And so, and now he's one of my best friends. And you know, God has had his hand in all of this. And you know, there's a lot of things that could have gone wrong, but he has been so gracious.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us. We do have another song from you called Born Ready. Maybe just give us a little glimpse behind that one.
Like I said, I'm the youngest person in every room I walk in. And with that, sometimes comes some stigmas like you're not ready. You're not good enough. You're not there yet. And, you know, it's funny because God says the opposite of that. God is a God of the underdogs. And he's the one that, you know, used David, the youngest one of his siblings, to go and fight a giant. And that's what I always say about this song. And that's why I wrote it. So.
All right. Kobe James, this is Born Ready. Thanks for spending time with Jeremy and Amanda on 91.3 WCSG. Family-friendly, commercial-free, 91.3 WCSG. It's Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show. Kate Thompson, that's every step of the way.
It is 72 in Grand Rapids. Cloudy sky is going to hang around throughout the day today. We'll see a high of 85. It is 925. And WCSG, so excited to let you know, father-daughter banquet is going to be a thing. We had to postpone it for like now 18 months because of COVID. But we are putting plans together to make sure we can have a great experience together. It's going to come up this fall.
Yep.
Tickets are going to go on sale this summer.
So this morning have had a special privilege of being able to introduce you to one of the artists that we know will be there, Kobe James. Kobe, thank you again for the time you've been spending with us this morning. We've had a chance to hear a couple of your songs, get to know you a little bit, but also want to give everyone a chance to hear what you are like live. So if you wouldn't mind, you do have your guitar, if you could play just a little bit,
yeah,
share some music with us.
Absolutely. Would love to. Burning up the pavement, 1,000 miles chasing, but it's always out of reach. Oasis, looking for a fake bliss, always in the distance, yeah. Can't quite touch what I can't see. Broken like a record, spinning around, a slave to the rhythm, beating me down. But through your eyes, you let me see, yeah. Paradise, think I finally found out that next to you is the promised land, the promised land. Paradise, everything else is wasted time, cause by your side is paradise. Oh my, my, yeah. On and on, on and on, bum 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 bum, on and on, on and on.
Awesome.
I don't think any dads or daughters will enjoy that at all.
Terrible.
Just kidding. It was great.
No, excited to learn more about you along the way before father-daughter coming up this September. Again, tickets will be going on sale later this summer. Before we wrap up our time with you, since we'll have a chance to see you later this year, why don't you leave us all with like something real memorable so when we see you again, we'll know exactly who you are.
Golly, something real memorable. Okay. Well, I love to surf. That's something memorable, I suppose.
How do you surf in Nashville?
Well, we do lake surfing. So,
okay.
So we go get a boat and we go and ride out in the middle of the ocean or lake, I guess. And then we lower the ballast, which weights down the boat, and then it makes big waves and we surf those waves.
Okay.
So I have long hair. I kind of got the surfer look going on.
Yeah,
so
you got the necklace too.
I got the puka shell necklace. So you'll know who I am when you see me. It's the kid who looks like he just escaped high school. So.
Oh. Escaped high school. I feel like there are so many students right now that are feeling the same way. Like, yeah. I've got 2 weeks till summer vacation. I can't wait to get out of here.
Counting down the days.
Yes. All right.
Kobe James, thank you again for spending some time with us this morning. Well wishes, and we'll see you soon.
Can't wait, guys.
Here's Rhett Walker. It's Gospel Song. You're with Jeremy and Amanda on 91.3 WCSG.